Okay, we just exited from our executive session, and no decisions made, and now we're gonna go into our regular meeting. Close enough.
Yeah, no mods to the agenda.
No modifications to the agenda. Everybody signing and reviewing. Down for us, right here, a little. Some hash. Road crew issues?
There's a few. We won't really see much activity on that Grout Pond Road project until spring, because in order to meet the NEPA and the ARA requirements, they're gonna have to do some archaeological digging alongside the road, because there's a couple of archaeological sensitive areas out there. So there's not gonna be time to do that this fall. So probably, yeah.
She may go to the Arlington Selective.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. They might find a lug nut off the first log truck that ever came out of there or something. I don't know what they're looking for. But so there's not really going to be much to report on that project for a while until it goes through that phase.
Okay.
We're getting our sand delivered. I talked to Jeff Cavagnino, and they were actually going to approach us about coming to a meeting. Jeff and Matt, the new president, they wanted to do it in November, so I just suggested that he set that up with Kent, because Kent generally knows the agenda a lot better than I do, you know, about what's coming up. So I just said to make a time with Kent, and I told him if it had to be a night for just them, we could probably just warn a special meeting and sit down with them, so they don't have to sit through 45 minutes of this shit, while, you know, or whatever. So Jeff will reach out to Kent, and we can get a little more dialogue on that stream project over there.
That's what it's primarily about?
Yeah, and I think they wanted to talk about because they're in the process of, what, reapplying for their master plan and updating that.
Yeah.
And so I think
it
all of it's going to come together, you know, basically.
I think it's good to be in contact with them once in a while.
Yeah.
How long's it not been over there?
A year. Yeah.
Well, I've never met or heard anything from any of that organization except Jeff.
So anyway.
And he was supposed to come fairly often, but he gets so many other meetings and things to go through.
The new pickup is built, and there's a chance we could be seeing it the next couple of weeks. Not that it really matters, because it's not really on the schedule to get to go up to Williston until probably the spring, unless they have a cancellation or something. But that's getting close. Kevin Southworth reached out to me the other day about some of the pending projects that he has down at the shop, and those are just some outside lighting over by the dump, and he's going to neaten up that old post that has that little breaker box in between the two compactors. And so I asked him, I said, can you be thinking about going back to the replacement of the inside lights on the garage? Because a lot of those lights are shit in the bed, and it costs more to fix them than it does to buy new ones. So I asked him, I said, we got 21 ceiling lights in there now. And he said he currently has a bunch of the new LED lights in stock. And he said for around $8,000 labor and material, he could change all that we have. And he said, I think it wouldn't be a bad thing to add a couple more. And I said, well, would $10,000 get us all of our new lights and what you think we ought to add? And he said, yes. I talked to Allie this morning, but I didn't have that figure for her because he didn't get back to me until about 5 o'clock tonight. So, because I wanted to know, do we need to budget for this, or do we have the money like in garage maintenance to do it now? So if Allison is comfortable that we have the money to change the lights, do we want to do it now, or would you prefer that we budget for it for the following year?
We have the money, do it.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to Allison in the morning, because she really needed to know a figure before she can.
About if it's just even month, do they have anything?
Well, that the good program ended a couple of years ago when I was trying to get them to do this. And right now, I think that is kind of the current program right now. I think that's what they're recommending. So I can talk with Allison tomorrow, and if she's comfortable with expending that, I'll I'll have him go and do it all. Otherwise, he's just going to do those like little punchless things that we had outside. We have a steel pole that we're going to bolt down, and he can put up better lighting for around the dumpsters because they were complaining a couple of years ago. It's dark over by the, but half the time that light's up there that there doesn't work.
Yeah.
So he,
the
you
pole
know,
will shine some.
Well, light. Yeah, and so we're going to put a nice pole up, and he can cast a couple of lights off it, just do a better job. And there's a couple of outside lights that needs to repair.
The light
that
shine down more than
out. Yep. So there was that. Other than that, it's just like routine stuff right now. We just got some roads we're trying to touch up and trying to wait for a little dampness to grade some of those bad spots out so they'll pack back down. Because if we do it now, they're just going to look like
that. You use any of that new gravel yet?
A little bit. Yeah, we tried some on Kennedy Road. I think it's going to be okay.
Looks like good stuff.
Yeah, I think it is. I was a little concerned that it might be too clean, but it does seem to pack. It's pretty good looking stuff.
Good finds.
I don't know if he's going to get his ass in a sling for selling it to us, but.
Is this for honor?
Yeah.
There's stuff coming out of the brook over there?
Yeah.
That's his problem.
Yeah, I don't think he's supposed to do that.
Well, he claimed, I asked him about it.
Which to me is bullshit.
I fucking pile of it.
Yeah. I asked him about it.
Was that the deal? He gets to keep the...
What else is he supposed to do with it?
The agreement that I read in the newspaper that the A&R River guy told him it had to be used in the town of Jamaica. Right. And he said, well, I'd like to sell you some of that stuff from Jamaica. And I was like, well, can you? And he said, yeah, once I've satisfied what FEMA wants, I can have it. I was like, well, whatever. I mean, we're not going to get in trouble, but I don't know if he's going to get his ass in a sling for it or not.
Problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know.
Good gravel.
But no, it seems like it's good stuff.
Pay him for a while in case he has to come and take it back.
I'll tell him to talk to Lynn Mack.
Look good in the pile. Like
yeah, no, I think it is. It's pretty rocky. Yeah. There's a lot of rock in it, but, I mean, and the sand he's bringing in looks okay. That doesn't look too bad. That comes out of Clarendon. It's better than that stuff that he brought us a couple of years ago. But that's pretty much about it. Just trying to clean some leaves up and touch up some of the rough spots. And kind of, we're pretty much ready. The salt's in, and trucks are pretty much ready to go. And I'm going to start putting some stuff together for the budget, you know, for next year.
See, the line stripers are still in their fucking
age. Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah, there we go. they had Gomer Pyle at the wheel again.
I mean, Allie and Ray were telling me about it. We came back that way from Manchester over the weekend.
It looks even fucking worse now that they redid it.
I knew it would.
Angled it. Over the mountain?
Yep. Yeah.
You didn't see this?
I haven't been over
there. Oh, my fucking God, Coop.
They tried to go 3-lane up the mountain.
Yeah. Went about 11 feet off the edge of the blacktop with a yellow line all the way to the fucking...
I was talking with the guy. He said he got out of pace that it was barely 7.5 feet that they made that right lane.
Because I drove down it and I was still
in it?
Within the yellow line. I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody got out. I think it was more than... I think it was more than 7.5 feet, but it sure wasn't very much.
Yeah, well, whatever. Still,
ridiculous.
That's where they originally painted it. One lane going down the hill, and one lane going down the hill, and maybe two coming up. And so
maybe three.
They scrubbed this off, you know, kind of ground it lightly, and repainted it in the center of the road.
Like
that starts from the Windhall line to the old blacktop on up. I would
you offered me with them. They said they didn't have the time, right?
Well, I was on our section when they fucked the village up last year.
Yeah.
And Trevor told me that he told them to use the center seam of the road for the yellow line.
Yeah. But it makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, apparently.
I mean, how four guys on a paint truck all get that wrong? You know, not one of them is like, you're guaranteed that the lowest man on the totem pole is going, I don't think this is right, guys. I'm like, shut up, George. It's your first day.
Have another hit, dude. They're going great.
But you think you get tired of coming back and redoing this kind of stuff? They had to do ours last year.
Yeah.
Well, like you say.
Yeah. And I marked it. Yeah. They had marks to follow when I did it last year.
Well, we don't have time to stop and discuss this.
Yeah.
So you just go ahead and do it.
But they got time to do it.
I told the guy, I said, it's ironic. You don't have time. They spent an hour and a half in our fucking parking lot last year having lunch one day. And I was like, 5 minutes would have cured all of this problem.
Yeah.
You know? But
where are they at?
They're all over New England. I don't know where their Vermont operation is, but
you can kind of tell how the lines are.
There's a pie shop next door.
There's not many of them in it. They claim that the competition's even worse. They claim that that K5 company does even a worse job. They have a real sophisticated truck, but they got Forrest Gump driving it. I mean, it's like, you know, I think they're capable, but just, I don't know. They lack supervision or something. I don't know. And it is too bad. I mean, you know, when...
I don't know.
No, I think they were just trying to make that single lane down the right side.
Yeah.
And it was tight.
Did you drive a big truck?
No, I drove with my pickup that morning. And I personally think it was wider than 7.5 feet. There was one kind of big whoop, unless they narrowed it up, because I noticed, I was like, that was the first thing I saw. I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy was all over the road.
Yeah,
I got looking at him. I was like, no, he wasn't. He was like, almost, you know, I'd say he was lucky if he had a 10-foot lane there. I think it was confusing for the upcoming traffic, because I think a lot of people would just think, well, it's two lanes. I'll pass this guy, or I'll, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't create an accident.
Jesus. So I texted Tris that morning. He's like, yeah, I heard about it.
Much higher?
The road foreman for Windhall, because it was pretty much all of it. There was one little part of it in our town, but the majority of it was down through there. It's just a mess.
We can talk about that during the budget.
And my guess is that line ain't going to last anyway, because of the time of the year that they're doing it again. It's probably going to do the same thing. It's probably going to wash right out this winter.
By January 1st, yeah. We can plan
that out. But, yeah, it's really, you know, when the guy from L&D said to me last year, he's like, well, you know, what's the big deal? He goes, in 6 months, you won't even know it. I was like, yeah. I said, it is a big deal to us. I said, we just spent $350,000 paving that road. I said, if you came home from a car deal with a brand new car and I ran a fucking belt sander up the hood, would it be a big deal? Yeah. And he was like, well, yeah, I see your point. Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, I said, we got state grant money for this. I said, you know, I said, we just spent a ton of money trying to make this thing look good, and now it looks like shit. You know,
well, I'm not sure that's the corporations or the town, their town, bitch, too.
Yeah.
You know, we finally get a nice road.
Right, exactly.
Resort, you guys fuck it all up in a day.
It's just, well, Tom Fuller was telling me he paved a road in Dorset, not to drag this out, about a month ago. And he said, I had put my first shim coat up one lane. Said I was an inch higher than the other lane. He said they had a yellow line on my new pavement and one yellow line on the old pavement, and they got up to where we were with the paver and stopped and were like, oh, shit, spilled a bunch of paint and the road turned around and left. He's like, they couldn't even tell that we hadn't paved the road yet.
It's like the Three Stooges.
Yeah, it is. It's like Laurel and Hardy's painting. Maybe instead of L&D, it ought to be L&H. Tom was like, I couldn't believe it. He said it was just ridiculous.
A bunch of paint in the road.
How do they justify it to the company? Oh, all these
probably are related
to
management. Yeah, Must be. Yeah. Maybe they are the management.
How can you explain it?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Rescue Inc. has a new contract. We can discuss that.
How much they go down?
I don't have no fucking idea.
There's also, there is a winter schedule. Call-in schedule somewhere. There's copies if anybody wants them. And I put a note on there. On March 12th, I'm supposed to be getting my knee operated on, so I'll be out for a few weeks in the spring. Again.
No, can't do that.
Make sure you give Chris one.
So, we can put out the rescue until we have more information on what it was last year.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Mover is requesting an appropriation of $1,000.
Oh, the town of Brownsboro wishes they still have.
I think they do come through town.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they come. Did they pick anybody up?
I have no idea.
So when they're just coming through town, they go over the ski area in the wintertime. Medicaid transportation, and they have olders, disabled transportation available.
You can schedule with them, to doctor's appointments and stuff like that. And then they bring all the internationals up from Manchester. They truck them a couple of times a day.
Duff House says when they pull into Walmart, the cops are standing right there. They climb right out of the dog because they don't need a warrant to search a federally funded vehicle.
This is where? In Pinzell? Yeah? No shit.
No doubt it.
So it is just putting it on the warning.
But we have to approve to put it on the warning. Everybody okay with that?
We put everybody else on.
Yeah.
So Boomer first, Chris second. Walking. Yeah.
Aye. I don't know, requests. Bethany Chase.
Yep.
For November 7th and November 21st.
Line dancing.
Yeah, cool. But it's still line dancing. Why didn't she put that down?
That may
just maybe those are the last two.
She's going to play that by
ear. She just had two for November.
She ain't too psyched about driving up here in a bad winter night. But she's going to let the people that are coming know. She wants to see how that goes. I think it's going to keep going, personally.
I mean, because I was just going to say, does she have to keep asking us, or could we just let her use it as long as they want to use it? As you know,
but December 7th,
good idea.
Yeah, December 7th.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah,
she usually does Thursdays.
I mean, like the band guys, Tuesday night or Wednesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night or whatever.
You in December? What's she wanting for November dates?
November 7th and 21st.
Those are Thursdays. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to
give her a blanket approval?
I
don't know how permanent this is going to be. Yeah. There was just two nights in November, and you said she may not.
It's no big deal to me either way. I just thought she wouldn't have to keep, if we just kind of say.
Might be
a
little coordinating to do at some point.
Yeah. Or if somebody else did want to use it, maybe they could take a break for a week or something, or if there was an event that really needed to happen on Thursday or whatever. But I think it's a good thing. I think the people that go have a good time.
But we can just approve these and then suggest that if she thinks she's going to continue doing that on Thursday nights, ask for the blanket approval. And then maybe
that person. AGNS are resources, my favorite organization.
What's that?
Agency of Natural Resources.
So Laura Sibilia wants to be Speaker of the House now, huh?
It was an issue to cease issuing burn permits.
Yeah.
Which that's the first time it's happened since I've been working. It's dry.
Project impacts to repairing.
They did it one other time and then they did it during COVID. They set up. They were doing these phone blitzes to all of our cell phones and text messages, and then there was one time several years ago where it got real dry. And they
recommend the last meeting.
So moved. What's that?
Why? What's COVID have to do with burn and brush?
Because when everybody was home, they didn't want
outside.
Fire departments having to engage with people if it got away from them. Everybody was home. Working and doing stuff, and they didn't want to put the fire. They're like, now we're trying to keep people separated. Now we got to get six guys in a fire truck and go to so and so's house, and so that was the.
Any other business that may legally come before the board? Anybody interested? Anybody have anything you want to discuss?
No. I took a ride with Victor.
Make a motion we adjourn.
Motion
we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Victor Rivas. this because he's the new emergency management director. He wanted to.
Can you just leave it running for the liquor control, or do we not have to record the liquor control?
Yeah,
that's fine.
He wanted to look at like hazardous mitigation.
I'll start it separate for that. Never mind.